Trendsetters. Welcome to another Weekly Word episode right here on the Way to Go podcast, where I have another opportunity to not only help you in your walk with Christ, but to help you to be productive in every aspect of your life. Now, for those of you who were at Sunday service, we know that the topic of the message that the Lord sent was a mind to heed the word. And I always like to say it's important to make sure you go back and listen to the word in your personal time or when you're driving. So the link will be down in the description of this episode in case you were not at service or you want to hear the message again. And keep in mind, you can listen to it on iPhone, you can listen to it on your Boost Mobile, whatever you have, take advantage of the free resource. Now, in the message, we learned that in order to heed, is three things that we need to know and understand. Okay. Now, when it comes to heeding something or someone, remember, it has to do with, first of all, listening or hearing. And I was so encouraged when I heard what the Lord had gave Bishop and how he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I often tell young people that we serve a God that is not only concerned with grandma and them or your parents, but God is also concerned with his young people. And so it's up to us to make sure we have the mind of Christ and that we are in a place to where we are hearing or listening to what God is saying to his people. But then secondly, once we hear something, whether it comes from God or another source, we remember that the word taught us that we must be or choose to be influenced or persuaded by what we heard. Because you're going to hear a lot of things. God's voice is not the only voice that you're going to hear. You're going to hear things from your peers. You're going to hear things from your situation. Your flesh is going to be talking to you, cutting up sometimes. You're going to hear things on social media, in your neighborhood, in your family. But you have to make up in your mind what you're going to heed or allow to influence or persuade you. Just because something comes into your hearing or into your spirit, that does not mean you need to adhere to it. Okay. So once you hear something, again, whether it be God or another source, you have to decide, am I going to allow this to influence me to think, talk, or do a particular thing? Now, once you have heard something, once you have chosen or made up in your mind if it's going to move you or persuade you, then you obey what you heard or you disobey it. That's what it means to heed. If I'm heeding God, I'm listening to him, I'm allowing what he's telling me through his written and revealed word to influence me, get in my spirit, and then I obey it. I put it into action. Okay, so that's what it means to heed. And I want to encourage you today, because once you hear the word of God, once you read the word of God, it's time then to take it further and put some expectation on what you're heeding from God. You've got to put some expectation on what God has promised you. Now, we know that all of the promises of God in him, they are yes and they are amen. We know that heaven and earth shall pass, but not God's word. We know that the word is living, is powerful. We know that God cannot lie. But once God sends a word through his prophet, it's up to us to put some expectation on it. It's up to us to believe God's prophet or to reject God's prophet. Now, I'm crazy enough to believe what God's prophet says, because the Bible teaches if we believe or take heed to God's prophet, then we shall prosper. And I want you to know that promise is for you also, whether you are a teenager, preteen, whether you are in your mid-20s or your 30s, about to hit 40s. If we take heed to God's word, we're going to put some expectation on what the Lord is saying. And that's what we got to do. We just don't need to let that seed fall on bad ground. No, we need to let that seed fall on good ground. And whatever the Lord is speaking, whatever he's promising, we got to put some expectation on it. I'm actually saying we've got to have some great expectation. That's what I want to talk to you about. You and I have got to have great expectation when it comes to the written and the revealed word of God. God shows no respect of person, so I have got a right to expect my God to do what he promised. Now, when you consider God's word and me telling you have to have great expectation, we can consider Psalm 62 and 5. Psalm 62 and 5 says, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him." Oh, I love it. The psalmist said, "My soul, I'm waiting silently for God alone. My life, my mindset, my attitude, everything about me, I am waiting without complaint. I am waiting without doubt. I am waiting silently, I love it, for God alone." The psalmist is not looking for an alternative. He's been through trials. He's going through different things, but he's still expecting God to do what he promised. And let me tell you something, young people, you have to discipline yourself to be like the psalmist at a young age. You've got to be to the point to where you say, "I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right. I'm looking to God's spirit to guide me into all truth." Now, if he wants me to go to the left, so be it. If he wants me to go to the right, so be it. Or if he wants me to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the midst of my battle, which he said is his, then I'll stand right here. And I love it. Again, he's not looking for an alternative. You and I have got to be mature enough not to look to anybody or anything else save our God. Salvation is in him. The Bible teaches there is no other name under heaven given to men by where we must be saved. Salvation is in the name of Jesus. No matter how low you've gotten in life, no matter how many mistakes you have made, you and I can still call on the name of Jesus and he will deliver. So when we have great expectation, I want to leave this with you. I don't make these episodes long, okay? But I want you to remember, if you're having great expectation, it suggests a number of things. But for today, I just want to talk about three things that you and I should manifest when we have great expectation. Okay? You're not going to be pity partying. You're not going to be feeling sorry for yourself. We done been taught about that. But now I've got great expectation. That's what my mindset is. I'm expecting God to do some things. So number one, it says that I have hope. I'm hoping in God. Okay. Now, Paul taught in the scripture that hope that is seen is not hope. Okay. So what do I need to hope on, Pastor? Or what do I need to hope in? I need to hope in his word. Okay. That's my evidence right there of things that are not seen. It's the word. Psalm 130 and 5 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word, I do hope." Regardless of what my situation is saying, regardless of what my situation is doing or how it's making me feel, I'm not going to get in my feelings. I'm just going to hope in his word. If I need God to move, I am going to find a scripture that backs up what God promised he would do in my life. If I need God to answer me, I'm going to find a scripture to hope in that will encourage me and strengthen me to know that God will answer my prayer. If I need God to bless me, I'm going to find scripture on how God can bless me, and I'm going to hope in His word. Are you with me? So when you and I have great expectation, our expectation says that we are hoping in His word. I'm hoping in the written word, and I'm hoping in the revealed word. That's where my hope is. That's where my expectation is. Not in what they're saying on the job, not what they're saying on social media. I'm hoping in what God's word has declared. Number two, when I have great expectation, it says that I'm focused. Okay, we taught a whole month on what it means to be focused or to have the mind of Christ. And I want to remind you, when we're focused, we're not distracted. We're not going to allow anything or anybody else to cause us to go astray. No, I am attentive and interested in the things of God. I'm not allowing anything or anybody that's not pertaining to God to control my mind. Okay? So I'm focused. When I have great expectation, I know I got some problems, but I'm not focused on that. I am focused on what God's promises have said. Okay? I'm not focused on my problems. I'm directing my attention to His promises. I'm not going to allow my situation to get me out of the will of God. My situation doesn't want me to count it all joy. My situation doesn't want me to pray. My situation doesn't want me to praise. But I'm so focused, I'm not going to look at the things that I see. I walk by faith and not by sight. Okay? The things that we see, they are temporary. So we don't focus on what we see. No, we have great expectation. We are focused on the things of God and that which pertains to God. I love how the Lord sent a word during a revival we had last week. We've got to abide in the word. Okay? We have to make sure that God's word is abiding in us. Or in this case, we're just focused on His word. Bottom line. Okay? And finally, when I have great expectation, I'm looking for something good. Okay, so I'm hoping in God, I'm focused on the things of God, and I'm looking for good. You know, the Bible says that the ending of a thing will be better than your beginning. Did you know the Bible says that all things work together for the good to those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose? Man, we got a right to look for good. Did you know that the Bible teaches that He will surround the righteous with favor? He will bless the righteous. That's what I'm looking for. I'm expecting favor. I'm expecting kindness. I'm expecting God's hand in the midst of what I'm going through. And so that means we need to watch how we say what we say. That means we need to watch the people we hang around. We need to watch what we're thinking. All of this is a demonstration of what we're looking for. I'm looking for some good. I got some things right now that, naturally speaking, don't look good, but I'm looking past that. Okay? I'm looking at the word, and I'm expecting God to do what He promised in His word. I love what the Lord gave Bishop on Sunday about Elijah and his servant and how they were surrounded by their enemies. Matter of fact, the enemy had surrounded the entire city, but the man of God, he knew good was going to happen. He said, it's more with us than it is with them. But because his servant was in the flesh, his servant had allowed a spirit of fear to grab his heart. He didn't have great expectation. He thought it was a wrap. He thought it was over. The man of God had to pray that his eyes were opened so he could see something good. And so I want to encourage you, whatever you are going through or dealing with in your personal life, academic life, your marriage, or what have you. Have some great expectation. Hope in God. Hope in His word. Stay focused and don't allow what you're going through to distract you. You got to have the mind of Christ, and you got to look for some good. You got to look for some favor. You got to look for God to prosper you, and you got to look for things to work out, especially if you love God and you know you're called according to His purpose. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want you to remember, great expectation. That's the word for the day. Great expectation. Great expectation. Thank you so much for hanging around till the end of this episode. If it has been a blessing to you, share it with someone. Copy the link and text it to someone. Let them know where their mindset should be. Be an encourager to someone that you know that may be going through. Hey, I hope you join me next week. Lord willing, we still here. You have a wonderful day, and God